How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? This is the Real BS Show, stopping by to see how you're doing. Hope things are well. And we're going to dive into something. But let's listen first.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. Still all right to smile, girl. I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure. You set my mind at ease. There ain't no doubt you're in my heart now. Say, woman, take it slow.
This is the Real BS Show.
Yeah, that was Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell. Didn't
yeah.
he
yeah, he passed
take
away.
Take a ticket out of here?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
How come that happens like that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I know it was
talented
drugs.
Talented people like that. Was
yeah.
it drugs?
Yeah, it was drugs.
Jeez.
There's quite a
young
few
guy,
others.
Too, wasn't he?
He was, you know, a little bit older than me. He's from the grunge
probably
era.
Probably 40s.
Yeah. It's just a tragic thing. You know, people go like that. You know, it's like... You know,
think they did it to themselves?
Partially. You know, there's yeah. a certain point where addiction's kind of, you lose control, you know, and you can't go back.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, you know, you're messing with fire in a way.
You play know? With fire, you get burnt.
Yeah. It's kind of like how the world is right now, you know.
Oh, geez.
Everyone's playing with fire.
I guess so. Everywhere you look, it's all screwed up. All I know
like
is that. I'm banking on silver and gold and uranium.
Yeah. There's a lot of denial right now going on about monetary policy, you know. And
well, the dollar's going down, inflation's going up, and they say, oh, well, the Federal Reserve, you can't believe a word they say.
No.
I mean, technology is deflation, really, make life easier. And Federal Reserve wants to just inflate, and they're doing a good job of it. Yeah. Never, ever before in the world
has it's kind of like happened. We talked about this on our last show. We talked about how productivity is being used as an example why wages need to increase. But the reality is productivity, the increase in productivity is not from people working harder. It's automation. So our jobs are being made
Well,
easier.
The problem we got right now is there is no productivity.
No.
We're buying everything from overseas. Look at the shipping ports out there in California. They're backed up.
Oh, sure.
They can't unload fast enough. Jeez.
I think the...
But we all got lots of money, so where'd that come from?
Yeah, right. I think, you know, there's something about Pernecki. You know, look what he did when he went out in the wilderness and just kind of just like
Dick
stepped away
Pernecki?
From...
Yeah. Well, he was all by himself.
Yeah, just kind of step away from all everything.
Self-reliant, you know.
You know.
Yeah, his own brains and backbone.
It's a different world in that kind of situation. Now you verse it to, you know, there's people that are completely dependent on society, and I think that's the majority of people are that way.
How can people just lay around, do nothing, and expect to get paid and be happy about it?
Yeah, there's a movement out there called anti-work. I'm not kidding you when I say this. They actually believe that they shouldn't have to work.
Well, and, don't work if you don't want to. That's such a free, we used to be a free country, you know.
I just
you're not going to get paid.
Well, that's what they think. They should get paid for doing nothing. And I think the whole...
Where did that come from?
You know, there's
is that
one,
communism?
Probably. You know, there's...
Communism? They don't think that, do they?
Well, you have to go back to what Lenin said. You know, Lenin said, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Right.
And that's kind of biblical, if you think about it. It's actually a biblical quote.
He also told everybody to defend themselves, too.
Yeah. And
we're not allowed to do that anymore.
No. But, you know, there is some truth to it. You know, if we were living in a communist society, you know, that was, you know, because they all tend to deviate, you know, they all tend to go towards authoritarianism, then everybody would be forced to work. You know, there wouldn't, you know, there would be no labor shortage. You'd find you a job.
And it's starting to make communism look better.
I'm not trying to promote communism at all. I'm just making a point. The ones that are anti-work don't realize what they're promoting. If you don't want to work, maybe find a job that you actually
stop eating. That's all.
Or just find a job that, you know, actually you benefit society while you enjoy it. There's many of them out there that you could try. I think the problem is that some people just they have this sense of entitlement that's unique to. I would say many Western countries like the United States, this entitlement is there. And it boils in every generation. There's no generation that's unique in this. But they think they're entitled to the world. And I don't think that's the case. I think the entitlement's the issue in this country.
Well, they're in for a shock.
Oh, sure.
Somewhere down the road, it's gonna even out, you know?
Yeah, we're in for a rough ride if people don't
get
their heads
straight. You think it's right that we tax the snot out of rich people because they did so well?
Well, you know, the thing
is...
they're
really going to do it. I mean, yeah, sure. I've seen all these things they're proposing.
I don't agree with it. I think the problem is who do you define as rich when you factor in everybody making $34,000 a year is the 1%. Where's the line get drawn? If you make more than 34,
the government. That's where our government.
But
comes
we're the
in.
People.
They're so helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, baloney.
I
the people ain't got nothing to do with the government.
I don't think the government needs that much money. I think they need to cut spending and lower taxes completely for across the board. We don't need to be going into other countries and funding
them.
Well,
there's a secret. Cut spending. That ain't never going
to
happen.
No. But I think that's what the big problem is. There needs to be drastically cut.
I shouldn't say that.
It's happened before, yeah. But, you know, now lately, it's like even Republicans and Democrats.
It might happen by force.
Well.
You know, like in France.
Yeah.
You got the guillotine out and all the heads started to roll.
Well, you know, that's something that's very interesting that you mentioned that. Is we go back to when that happened. That happened after the Revolutionary War in America. The French helped the Americans win their independence.
Yeah.
And then turn around, they end up having a massive revolution. Massive. And then all of a sudden it turned into a reign of terror where people were getting their heads cut off for not being exactly meeting the model citizen that the new revolutionary France was. And so it became the Reign of Terror, where anybody was afraid of being turned in for anything and then dying from it for being, probably, many of them were probably innocent. And so that's the concern, is you get from one extreme to the other.
Kind of like the Middle East right now.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Hamas and all those. Holy catfish.
And it's at this point, you know.
And then Biden calls up Netanyahu and tells him he's got to stop the violence.
Yeah, yeah. And the Israel and the said, go bug off. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they should.
I think the problem in the Middle East is it's more complicated. You have many. We're giving weapons to both sides.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah, same, thank you, Joe Biden.
This is even
money and weapons.
So. Well, it's the same thing with Trump when he gave the arms deal to Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabians are taking the arms deal and giving it to the Palestinians.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know, because they're up to their eyeballs with these people from Yemen. The Houthis
They're, but their hands are all in all over the region.
They're all being supplied by Iran.
Yes, but you have to realize it also, because that's a Shiite thing. The Iranians are, you know, their belief is Shiiteism, whereas the Wahhabists that are in Saudi Arabia, they're Sunni. So those two are fighting against each other in proxy wars. You look at Syria, that's a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And then you have Russia in there involved in the mix, and the U.S. involved in the mix, and you have Turkey involved in the mix. But with the Palestinian stuff, it's way more complicated than just there's good guys and bad guys. Anyone that thinks there's just good guys and bad guys in that conflict, they're not paying attention to all the hands involved. And that's the problem. It's really a complicated situation.
Well, I was looking at these currencies, and Turkey's money is about worthless.
They've gone
way down.
Yeah, and it's happening more and more commonly because countries are not able to pay their way out of things.
The United States is following, not too far behind.
Well, China. Look at China's
below value. 90 now.
Yeah, look at China's value too. You see that? You can see it as well. You know.
Well, that's the only saving grace we have, is that everybody in the world is printing money.
Yeah.
They're making up fake money.
It's going to come to a halt, though. We've seen the Weimar Republic, when they printed money, you had to get a barrel of money to go buy bread.
I had a thing. I wanted to know, how much gold does the United States have?
Right.
And where do you think I would find the answer? But the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Well, they say we have $11 billion worth of gold.
I don't believe that.
Well, they also say how many tons we got of gold. And then I said, well, how does that? And you divide it up, and it comes to $41.22 for a troy ounce of gold. That's what they're valuing gold as. What did I say? 41.22. That's what it was. That's how much they value gold at. Now, you go try to buy gold, it's going to cost you a couple thousand for a troy ounce, premiums and everything.
Right.
So that's their take, and it's been that way since 1974.
With Nixon, right?
Well, Nixon, he took us off the gold standard in 71, and then it creeped up. It was at 35 then, because the government, United States, is in the Constitution. Silver and gold is the only current. It's in the Constitution.
Right.
Shall be the only, currency or whatever that we use. Money, I guess.
Right.
And it was that way for the longest time, and then Nixon. Well, it was Vietnam and all that stuff when we started printing money like crazy. And then all the other countries said, well, I'll tell you what, here, you can have your dollars and we'll take your gold.
Right.
And that started to clean your bank out. And Nixon said, oh, enough of that. So I don't know who's right and wrong, but it's been going up like crazy ever since. So
right.
Now Bitcoin's going to come in and take over and save the world. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but
it's hard to say. You know, with Bitcoin, it's people are saying it's the future. Well, I do believe that digital currencies will be the future, maybe to the negative.
It's already here.
Yeah, but Bitcoin's...
When's the last time you pulled cash out of your pocket?
I have had a few times, but, you know...
It's always a debit card.
Yeah, it's a debit, but a digital currency, a complete digital currency would be different, though.
Yeah, then they could track every last little detail of your
life. A little bit more than they currently do, just a slight bit. But here's the problem with Bitcoin. People aren't spending it. And the problem is the blockchain is so large, when you actually do want to spend things, it costs $17 to do a transaction. So there's a roadblock there to get that as an actual currency that people will use. That's the concern I have, you know, is there's other currencies out there that probably would be better than Bitcoin. Monero is another one that's pretty good. But I'm concerned that people are looking at it as just a stock, as you buy and trade them and sell them, and no one's using it as a currency, and that's the concern.
Well, they're using it as a hedge against inflation and a hedge. They think it is, but it's too new to me.
Yeah.
And the government hasn't stuck their foot in there yet.
They have. They're actually...
Well, they're trying, and they're probably going to do it.
Well,
you know,
this is what I've heard on this, what I've read on it.
That's why it dropped yesterday. I mean, it dropped from 42 down to 30.
Well, the concern is people are trying to hide their money in it. Well, here's the problem. The government already knows. They know who has money in there. And the idea that it's...
Yeah, I heard that Janet Yellen say, oh, that's just used by criminals.
Yeah, well...
What do you think criminals have been using all these years? Dollar bills.
What's the average...
They've been laundering money forever.
I'm going to look up the average amount of cocaine on a dollar, $20 bill. And I think this is something that people don't realize. How much cocaine is on, or how much drugs, and 90% of U.S. bills contain traces of cocaine.
Huh.
You know, people don't realize how much drugs are being exchanged in U.S. dollars around the world.
Well, now that the border's open down south, it's going to be a lot more. Because that's inflated, too. It's $5,000 to $7,000 a head. And if you come across that border without the cartel knowing about it, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and they diversified. The cartels have diversified in many different, besides his drugs and being coyotes to transport people over, they diversified pretty well. And,
Well, throw some weapons in there. You got to get that in.
Well, the ATF did that. Yeah. you think about all the different agencies the government has, and they claim to protect America, but in reality, they've done some really stupid things. Like, they purposely put weapons in the hands of people and criminals to trace the weapons.
Yeah, put the Mexican cartel in charge of the supply chain, you know, get things moving again.
Yeah, well, that's happening in Mexico, you know, I mean.
They know how to make things happen.
Yeah, they're just a little bit pretty aggressive down there.
And Bernie Madoff put him in charge of the Treasury.
Yeah,
Ponzi scheme expert. Yeah. Oh, no, he died.
He's dead.
We're stuck with Janet Yellen.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's the one that's...
She's never ran a business in her life.
No.
And what's she doing? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's all who they know. It's all a network of people that know each other, and they're rubbing each other's backs, you know, patting each other's backs and helping each other out when really they have no competence to be in the positions that they should be in. And I'm not saying I'm better at being the Secretary of the Treasury or anything
like
that.
What does PhD? D stand for PhD.
You got your doctorate.
Poor, stupid. poor, helpless, and dumb.
Yeah, I think that's where the problem is. Is they have a degree in it, but they have no common competence to be doing the job. I think when they have a PhD and they have the competence, there's some really good action going there. But I think that's what we need in this country is more competence. People in positions of power and authority that have competence. Not just because they fit some kind of stereotype that they want to fit in there or what kind of model they want in there. Oh, they check off as a woman or they check off as this.
we need to have confidence. And it doesn't matter what gender they are or what race they are. If they have confidence.
United Airlines, they're advertising for pilot training. But they're going to have to do 50% women and 40% black people and so many Asians and a couple of white guys to toss in just for the...
Right.
Are you kidding me?
You know where most pilots came from?
I knew there was a reason. I don't ever want to fly again, and that's it.
But you know where most pilots come from?
Probably military.
Yeah, yeah. That's the traditional training ground.
You know, if you're
going to
get heart surgery, do you care that it's equally
distributed? No.
Doctors are equally...
No, I want the best. I want the most competent doctor doing the job. I don't care what pilot it is, as long as they're competent and can land the plane.
That's most important.
I think that's the problem is there's an attack on competence. You know, that people don't want to accept that. That they think diversity of everything but thought or ideas is bad. I think we need more diversity of ideas. And that's, I think, is more important than anything else.
We're screwing
up. The quota system never worked before. Look at affirmative action. You know, look at Stanford and how they got sued by the Asians for being discriminated. They were not letting Asians come into the university because there was too many Asians. Well, if the Asians are doing well, why are you going to discriminate them?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not the fault of anybody else that the Asians are doing well. They just happen to be hardworking students.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of immigrant Asians make their kids work really hard and study hard and do well. And so then they get good scores and they end up going to university and doing well. But nowadays, that's a bad thing to mention.
They put in the time and they work hard, yeah. And working hard is not allowed anymore.
No.
Doesn't matter, I guess.
Or in Boston when they cut off the advanced classes because that's discriminatory against other races because they weren't in the same percentage joining the programs that were advanced. It's like, who cares? There's going to be an advanced group of people because there's more... intelligence is a real thing. It's not a myth.
Right.
Intelligence, there's more people intelligence. And actually, we can share a clip about that. I have one for talking about intelligence.
Well, you know, the same way in sports. I mean, I was a wrestler. I didn't care what color I was or what color my opponent was.
Right.
I just had to beat him.
Right.
It was the bottom line,
right?
You know, no matter what. So, you know, at this whole thing, I quit watching baseball, football. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, they're getting a little bit out of the realms of it's all political, and that's, you know,
they want to throw politics in there, and
it's not even just even politics.
BLM shirts and kneel for the. I'm done. I'm done. And then pay them millions of dollars. Strike out.
Right. It's not just that, but even the founders of the organization they said they're trained Marxists. That's the word they use, trained Marxists. What the heck does that even mean, the founders of the BLM? You know, it's like, okay, everyone, you know, I get what their message originally was, but when they start saying they're trained Marxists, and then the lady goes and buys a multi-million-dollar house where it's like,
Hollywood.
99% white, and talking about, you know, we need more diversity in this country. I'm sitting there thinking, wait, why don't you go live where,
to
make it more diverse?
Buy a house down there in Harlem.
And you're like living where everybody else is that are rich, you know, it's kind of funny, you know? And everyone's screaming.
She's trying to diversify Hollywood.
Well, not just that, but they're screaming, eat the rich, right? And I think it's funny when they are the rich.
Yeah.
Especially, I get really humorous when people say eat the rich and they're making more than $34,000 a year. You are the 1%. And that's the funny part to me. The whole thing is you're going to go eat yourself, you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
We should play a song here.
Yeah, this is getting heavy. I got to get my boots on.
Yeah.
It's getting deep. All right, let's pick them out because you're the songmeister this week.
All right.
All I know is old stuff. You get some new stuff in there.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we'll be back at you after this tune, so stay tuned.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing, and this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother. And this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames. This is how you see yourself floating on the ceiling. And this is how you help her when her heart stops beating. What happened to the party you didn't notice every changing wind? And this is how you talk to her.
Welcome back to the Real BS Show. Speaking of BS,
yeah,
Seth, I got a supply chain problem here.
Uh-oh, what's that?
I hear everybody talking about it and all these ships off the coast of California all waiting to be unloaded.
Right.
And everything's coming in. Well, I go to Walmart, I don't know, once a week anyways, sometimes twice, and I always look for ding-dongs.
Uh-huh.
My favorite snack.
Right.
At night. I always have a ding-dong after dinner.
Uh-huh.
And they've been out forever.
Huh.
$2.75 for a box of 10, and that shelf is empty every week.
Huh.
So I stopped in at Dollar General for I don't know what, and bingo, there's ding-dongs there. Two boxes for $3. So I loaded up. Well, I wiped them out.
Now you have your supply of ding-dongs.
So, well, today on the way here, I stopped at Walmart, and just for the heck of it, I checked in there, and sure enough, no ding-dongs. So what's going on?
That's weird.
Supply chain breakdown.
I swear, words, you know?
There's no incoming...
You want your ding-dongs, you want them now, you know? I mean,
yeah, right. I mean, that's just an example. You know, I got to buy corn pretty soon for the deer. And that's gone up, you know, 50% in just the last couple
of
months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if corn gets out of hand, we're in trouble.
I would agree to
that. The whole world, our whole country, all the animals, every animal, you know, turkey, chicken, cows, pigs.
Food.
All are fed corn and soybeans.
Yeah, yeah.
And if the prices are going out of this universe, I mean, holy smokes. I don't think they count food in CPI, do they?
I'm not sure. You'd think they would, you know.
No, I don't think they do. That mm-hmm. and gasoline and even lumber, real estate, is not counted towards inflation.
Right.
It wasn't 71, 75, but they changed the rules.
Well, we also have a
I think that was Clinton did that. He changed the rules so that it wouldn't go up. That way, Social Security didn't have to pay extra.
Right.
You know, because we're all hooked to this.
But you also have to factor in two chip manufacturers can't keep up right now.
You think that's real?
Yeah, it is real. There's a lot of car manufacturers like Ford that can't make new vehicles right now because it's the memory chips and the graphics and the CPUs that are really hurting right now.
Why don't you go back to the old days where they didn't use computer chips. They just used some copper wire and bingo.
You'd think. But
you throw in a battery and off you go.
Nowadays, it's a little bit more complicated. You know, everything's, you know, you have I'd say since 85, maybe a little bit later, that's when the switch happened. My first car that I had was an 89 Tornado Trofeo from Ohmsville. And it had the first computer in it, you know. And now, you know, people don't realize that you have a computer in your car that dictates everything and governs
probably
everything.
Got a whole bunch of them in there now.
Oh, easily, Everything. Everything you can imagine is being regulated by that car. Fuel efficiency, windows and how they go up and down. That's electronic. And people think, oh, it's just electronic. Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. Some of it's tied to the computer nowadays.
Yeah.
But everyone wants their displays on their car. You know, they want a digital display.
Yeah, I noticed my gas mileage has gone way up since the temperature went way up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess warm fuel makes a difference.
Yeah, that and also they're using a summer blend of fuel instead of a winter blend. So that makes it a little bit more efficient.
Huh.
Yeah, winter blends of fuel burns
more. No more antifreeze antifreeze in the gasoline.
But they do have a winter blend, so it doesn't, cause issues,
Well, whatever it is, but with this warm weather, it hits 80 degrees and my gas mileage goes up.
Right.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Especially now with the price going up. Holy smokes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting expensive just to drive around. I have to stay up there in the woods. Quit driving around.
That's funny.
I have to go get gas for the log splitter, though.
Yeah?
I don't use much, though. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Are you used, is it mix? You have to mix it with?
No.
Oh, you don't have to mix it with pure gas.
No, but I use non-ethanol gas.
Yeah.
Which is really more expensive.
It is much more expensive.
I don't see why. I mean, you don't have to put that stuff in it.
Yeah.
So it should be cheaper.
You would think.
Ah, bums.
You know, I think, well, they're cutting it with 10% ethanol. You know.
Somebody in Washington sneezed, so the price of gas went up. Jeez.
Yeah. And then the pipeline.
I think they made a call over to Israel and said, hey, bomb some people or Hamas or.
Yeah.
Let's start a little conflict. We need the price of gas to go up.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's between Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and all this crazy nonsense going on. It's just.
Yeah, it's getting crazy, you know. I mean, you look at all the different effects that are going on. You know, people are like, "Oh, the pipeline got hacked." It didn't get hacked. It didn't actually. The pipeline software didn't get hacked itself. It was their accounting software that got hacked. It had a ransomware on it. And you know, the sad thing is,
you know what? They paid the ransom.
They paid him $4.4 million. And so here's the thing. Now those people doing the ransomware software realize they can make some money out of this if they target infrastructure.
That's something else. They were talking about this that Russia is building a pipeline from Russia to Ukraine and Europe and whatever, and they're doing everything possible to help them out.
Right.
But in America, they're shutting them down.
Well, you know, I mean,
you know, even the energy person there said, well, pipelines are the best way to go. She flat out had said it right out loud, right in front of everybody. And it was quite an eye opener. We're helping Russia build pipelines and then we're shutting ours down.
It's not
really
easy. Yeah.
Nutty going on here.
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, when we factor in all the different costs and everything, you know, that these companies work through and try to find the easements they can get to build the pipeline, and then to have government shut it down or different groups come in and shut it down. And it's like, you know, we can understand the concerns about oil spills and everything, but there are ways to make it secure so it doesn't have oil spills.
Well, it's got to be a lot better than a whole bunch of railroad cars with tanks.
You would think.
Pulling tankers down through the country. Holy cow.
You know, we have the whole east side of the United States that have pipes running underground. And do you hear about oil spills happening? I don't hear them too often happening, do you?
I didn't even know they pumped gasoline through all these pipelines.
Yeah, they have big, huge plugs they send through them to separate it from different grades of gas and different types of oil. And
well, if they did have a leak, nobody would say anything because they'd all be over there with their plastic 5-gallon buckets and cans filling them up.
You know, that's probably the most craziest thing is seeing people filling gas into plastic bags. And I'm like sitting there thinking, do these people not know that gas will eat away the plastic? Like it'll just.
If they don't, though. They will.
I mean, they're putting huge plastic bags full of gas in it. And then, did you hear about the guy that filled a bunch of gasoline cans and put them in the back of his vehicle, and then his vehicle caught on fire?
Oh, geez.
You know, it's stupid. You know, and there's no. And the problem is, there's no supply issue with the gas. The gas is still there. People were able to fill their gas, you know, the gas stations up, no problem.
Well, there are a lot of gas stations on the East Coast that's out of gas.
Yeah, because of panic. That's the only reason. Before they weren't out of gas. The whole idea that they were out of gas is a myth. So people were panicking for no reason. It's the same thing with the toilet paper all over again. People are, you know, freaking out about toilet paper.
Well, I'm ready for that
one. just buy yourself a bidet.
Bring it on. I don't care.
Bring yourself with a bidet. You don't have to worry about toilet paper anymore. And you can wash your butt with water and you'll be fine.
Oh, boy. What next?
I don't know, Bill.
Well, I don't know. I guess other than whining about the economy and the Federal Reserve and Middle East and everywhere you look, you can complain about something.
Oh, sure.
We had to call it a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We'll play another nice song for everybody and thank you, everybody, for listening and stay healthy.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the same message every week.
Right.
Stay healthy.
Yeah,
you know, stay no matter what, whether it's COVID or the measles or, you know, tooth decay, whatever, stay healthy.
Yeah, mental illness.
you know, use some mouthwash once in a while. I stocked up on that, too. I found it really good.
There you go.
Yeah, Equate, that's that Walmart brand, you know. It's like $3 cheaper than Listerine.
Right.
Plus, you get a whole bunch more, and it tastes really good. It's a little burny, but I guess you got to have
that means it's working, right?
Yeah, a little alcohol in there, but really good stuff. So I got a bunch of them. You know, I got $1.98 for a big jug of it. Then I went back. I said, man, this is good stuff, so I'm going to go load up. I went back. It was $2.98 a week later.
Right.
I went up a buck in 1 week.
That's funny.
So I still loaded up. Oh, shoot. I opened my own Walmart up there in the hills. I'll sell firewood and toilet paper.
There you go. Bill's wood products.
Yeah. Oh, I'm up around. I think I've stacked and cut about 50 cords.
Right.
And or if I'm not 50, I'm real close. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, I'll be ready. Now, if inflation kicks in, I'll just charge more.
That's right. You have to.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah.
It's a lot of work, trust me.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Cow, I'm too old for this stuff. Why did I pick a hobby like that?
Right.
But it's fun. It is fun. Just, it's a lot of work.
Right.
So, well, thank everybody for stopping in and showing up.
Thank you all.
It's time to check out, I guess.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep working on the distance band songs and get our album together.
Right. Yeah, so we have that coming soon.
Yeah, we can share with the world. Probably free of charge, too.
Yeah. We have it streamed, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay. And with that happy note, I will say good night and goodbye, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up.